This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Both chambers of the U.S. Congress have voted to set a $2.5 trillion increase in the nation's borrowing authority to President Joe Biden over lockstep Republican opposition. The House gave the final approval to the legislation early Wednesday morning on a near party line 221-209 vote, defusing a volatile issue until after the 2022 midterm elections. White former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pleaded guilty Wednesday in a federal court in the U.S. state of Minnesota to charges he violated George Floyd's civil rights during the black man's murder, reversing his not guilty plea in September. Chauvin entered his guilty plea in the U.S. District Court. Prosecutors asked the judge to sentence Chauvin to 25 years in prison, which would run concurrent to his state sentence, adding about 2 years, the New York Times reported. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson fended off attacks Wednesday about his fitness to lead after nearly 100 of his own MPs broke ranks and rebelled against his new coronavirus restrictions. The rebellion was the second biggest by conservative lawmakers since they voted against his predecessor Theresa May's Brexit deal in 2019. It comes as Britain recorded 78,610 laboratory-confirmed COVID cases Wednesday, the highest daily total since the pandemic struck Britain early last year. Several European nations, including Spain, Italy, and Hungary, started vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 against COVID-19 Wednesday in an effort to contain a raging pandemic and keep schools open. The push to immunize children has gained fresh urgency from concerns over the rapid spread of the heavily mutated Omicron variant of the virus, which was first identified in southern Africa last month. This is VOA News. Ukraine was ready for any format of talks with Russia, but would like to see a strong Western sanctions policy against Moscow to avoid further escalation. This according to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, telling a summit in Brussels Wednesday. The leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine sought Wednesday to revive talks with Russia while keeping up pressure on Moscow to deter what the West says may be preparation for a new attack on Ukrainian territory. Russia detained coal tycoon Mikhail Fedyeev Wednesday over regulatory failings at a mine where a blast last month left 51 people dead. The incident drew ire from President Vladimir Putin. The investigative committee, which is responsible for probing serious crimes, said it had charged Fedyeev with breaching, quote, industrial safety requirements, end quote, and grave abuse of authority. Iran and a UN watchdog said Wednesday they have reached agreement on replacing cameras at a nuclear complex as Western powers warn time is running out to revive a deal on Tehran's atomic program. The Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency had been seeking to replace the devices, which Iran says were damaged in a June attack it blames on Israel. A statement called this, quote, an important development, end quote. It added that the two sides will continue to work on remaining outstanding safeguard issues with the aim of resolving them. Authorities say a gas explosion in northern Haiti has killed at least 75 people. They say the gasoline tanker overturned and exploded Tuesday, unleashing a fireball that swept through homes and businesses. The blast occurred shortly after midnight in Cap-Haitien, Haiti's second largest city, along the northern coast. This is the latest tragedy to befall the Caribbean nation. Early reports indicate the tanker was trying to avoid an oncoming motorcycle when it flipped. A fire broke out in Hong Kong's World Trade Center Wednesday, trapping more than 100 people. About 150 were trapped on the roof of the building located in the bustling commercial and shopping district of Causeway Bay, police said. Emergency services personnel and ambulances were deployed to the scene. Two New Zealanders were awarded the country's highest bravery award Thursday for confronting a white supremacist gunman during a 2019 terror attack on Christchurch mosques that left 51 Muslim worshippers dead. Naeem Rashid, who died in the attack, and survivor Abdul Aziz were awarded the New Zealand Cross for great bravery in a situation of extreme danger for their actions during the shootings.